Welcome to Whitehorse in the Know, where we talk about everything Whitehorse and then some.
Sponsored by MSCR.
We are your hosts. I'm Jessica.
And I'm Amira. Today we will be talking to Ms. Monica Aparicio Ruiz about a club called Unidos.
Let's get started. Thank you, Ms. Ruiz, for taking the time to speak to us.
Yeah, of course. I'm happy to be here.
How long have you been a teacher for?
So this is my fourth year as a teacher. Before being here at Whitehorse, I taught high school Spanish for 3 years in Iowa. And so I was teaching at a high school. I taught Spanish 1, 2, and AP Spanish language and culture.
What is it like working at Whitehorse, especially as a new teacher?
I think it's definitely been a change for me. So I hadn't worked with this age group of students before. They very much remind me of ninth graders, right? And so it's a little different working in middle school, but it's been nice to work at the introductory level of Spanish with a lot of my students and building those foundations that are needed. I'm also really interested in helping students get ready for high school and start building those skills that I know they're going to need.
What exactly is Unidos?
So Unidos is something actually that I started my second year of teaching when I was teaching in Iowa. At the school that I was at, there was a need for a group that would build community among Latinx students. I feel like there was some disconnect and people wanting to connect with their culture. And so that's what we're trying to start here at Whitehorse as well. It's a club that brings students together. Students do not need to identify as Latino, Latina, Latinx to join. Anybody is welcome, but it's here to build community, to talk about culture, to talk about what's it like being Latino, Latina, Latinx here at Whitehorse, and just helping us as we navigate our identities.
And what exactly inspired you to form Unidos?
So kind of going back and adding a little more, what inspired me was the fact that I know that building community and reconnecting with your culture and your identity is very important as you continue to grow. For me, it didn't happen till I was in college. And so it was later on in my life that I wanted to reconnect with my roots. I'm originally from Mexico. And so it was really important for me to go through that journey. And I thought, well, what if I had started earlier, right? Like, what if in middle school or in high school, like, I had reconnected and I had, like, been proud of my heritage and learned, like, so many things that there is to learn about being Latino, Latina, Latinx. And so that's what we're trying to do here with Unidos as well.
What will Unidos do to benefit the Latino community at Whitehorse?
So some of the things that I would like for us to focus on, every month there would be a different theme or different focus, and it would go throughout the year, right? And so some of the... Here, give me a sec. Some of the focuses would be for October. I would like for us to focus on, like, get to know me and my culture. I think it is important that we celebrate our different cultures. Some people might be from South America, Central America, Mexico, maybe different background. And so I want us to know who's in the room, what countries are represented, what communities are here. November would be ancestors, thinking about the people that came before us, whether that's grandparents, whether that is somebody else, right? Like, that we haven't thought of. December would be focused on traditions and traditions within the Latinx community. What is December? I think it's the perfect month for that. There's a lot going on in our households of celebrations and things like that. January, I want students hopefully to focus on my future, to think about what their future is going to be like, what high school has in store for them, what's after that, to start thinking about that. I don't think it's early. I think it's the perfect time right before we get to high school. February, I would like for the focus to be to our loved ones. I think that's one of the things that sometimes as we're young adults, we don't think about as much, about how we're supported by our family members, by our siblings, and to kind of like reflect on that and think about what they do for us. March, I would like for us to focus on mental health within our community. I think that's also something that is very important and that is not talked about as much. Sometimes it's dismissed within our community, and I want our students to really dig into that and question why that is and like what resources are available when we need help, right, with our mental health. April would be advocacy and getting involved. Like, what does that look like here in the community of Madison? Like, how can students get involved outside of school, and where can they volunteer? And May would end with a celebration of celebrating our students, who we are, what the Latinx community here is at Whitehorse, and just a celebration of everything that's accomplished.
That's really great. Are you planning any events or anything to help spread the Latino culture to everybody else in Whitehorse?
So a lot of the times I like to leave this up to the students, and to get their input as to what is it that you would like to see, that you want to share and feel comfortable sharing with the larger community. And so in the past, when I was working at the high school, when some of the things we did is we would take students to conferences. So you mentioned the Latinx Youth Summit. That's something that I would take my students every year to that. There was another conference that we would go to, which was Latina Youth Leadership Conference, focused just on Latinas. And we would also do little celebrations together. There's so many, I think, opportunities to celebrate and to share with the community. I know there's already an event that is hosted here that celebrates cultures. And so that we might just add on to that, right? We also had a fashion show back at the high school I worked at. It was a multicultural fashion show. It was called Walk It Out. And so students from different cultures, not just the Latino community, would dress up in culturally significant clothing, and they would, it was a fashion show. They would dance, they would just showcase their culture. It was really nice. So if that is something that we're interested in doing here, I'm all for it. I'm here to support the students.
Well, thank you so much. I'm so glad to hear that you're spreading the Latino culture to everybody else at Whitehorse. I mean, just looking at your classroom, I see small things that really remind me of home, which I really appreciate. And once again, thank you, Ms. Ruiz, for taking the time to speak with us.
We really appreciate everything you do and hope the program is a success.
This has been Whitehorse in the Know, and we are your hosts, Jessica
and Amira.
So see you next time.